Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
Malaria, we know how malaria is transmitted. HIV, we know how that's transmitted. Influenza, we don't.
Why don't we know?
Because we can't observe it. What's actually going on in the real world is something we can't see.
What about the idea that America is just another colonial project of the Europeans? It's a construct, Mother. It's a social construct. Borders are constructs. None of this
nation
is real.
Nation states are nonsense, and this is just an expansion of Western European imperialism.
I'm a 65-year-old woman.
I think the best way I can put it is if you are dating a rural girl or married to somebody who wants to get into derby, get involved.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with a podcast we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. As responsibilities and commitments piled up, it's easy to let personal needs, like health, fall by the wayside. That's normal. You're only human. And the people at The Only Human Podcast from WNYC in New York are here to help. Only Human is a podcast about making the most of your health. Whether you're training for a marathon or overcoming a nasty flu, Only Human is there to keep you health-focused and health-positive. It's easy to ignore issues of health until they can't be ignored. Well, with expert interviews and firsthand health stories and much more, Only Human will help you have the uncomfortable but necessary conversations and explore solutions to some of the most common and pervasive health problems. In this sample from an episode of Only Human titled Flu Done It, host Mary Harris explores office flu outbreaks, how they start, how they spread, and how to find out where they came from. In this virtual whodunit, Only Human gives you an in-depth look into the flu and how you can avoid falling victim to it. In this clip, they talk with Dr. Jeffrey Shaman. He's a professor at Columbia University researching how viruses spread.
Now, there is one more person involved in our quest to find the perpetrator of our office outbreak.
Where is Ramos?
1104?
His name is Jeffrey Shaman. Elaine and I went to go see him in his office in the public health department at Columbia University.
Look who it is.
Please come in.
Can Elaine come in as well? We might need another chair. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
We expected a situation room of flu forecasting with maps and lights predicting outbreaks. But Shaman's office was pretty empty. Just Jeffrey Shaman, sporting horn-rimmed glasses and a salt-and-pepper goatee. He collaborates with Rumi Chinnara. Together, they're researching how the flu spreads. Because the flu is more mysterious than most people realize.
We don't know how the flu is transmitted. We know how it can be transmitted, but we don't know how it is transmitted.
Don't I know how it's transmitted? Because I sneeze. I sneeze, and then you, if I'm sick, you get it.
But how?
You breathe it in, and then you're also sick.
So you're saying it's airborne?
I'm saying it's airborne.
But not everybody agrees that that's the case.
So this seems crazy to me. In the winter, the flu is everywhere, but researchers still don't know the most efficient way the virus gets from one person to the next. It might not be sneezing in the air. It might be touching the chair that was sneezed on.
And then you eat some M&Ms, or if you're really gross, you pick your nose, you rub your eyes and face, or you're eating a sandwich, and you transfer the virus that way, indirectly through an indirect route.
And so me sneezing in the air while I'm sick is maybe not as bad as me sneezing on the table and you putting your hand in it and then eating an M&M.
See, that's where the debate lies.
Shaman explained that there are four possible modes of transmission.
Okay, wait. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1 was the table, 2 was the sneezing, 3 was the kissing, 4 was the...
I sneeze on your face.
This is Jeffrey Shaman's favorite joke. Now, part of the reason the flu remains mysterious is that people don't go to the doctor unless they are really sick. Most of the time, the flu just passes. We know less about its transmission than lots of other diseases.
Malaria, we know how malaria is transmitted. HIV, we know how that's transmitted. Influenza, we don't.
Why don't we know?
Because we can't observe it. What's actually going on in the real world is something we can't see.
Until, of course, today. While we couldn't find the exact path of transmission, because that is too complicated, we could at least hint at who got sick first, with what, and who else may have caught it. Now remember, twice a week we were filling in symptom reports. We answered questions like, do you have a fever, a runny nose, sore throat? And also some more accusatory questions like, who do you think got you sick? Maybe this was getting us all a little paranoid, because back at the office, things were getting worse.
A sample of Only Human from WNYC. Keep your health in mind with a weekly dose of Only Human. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Next up is a new addition to the Podcast Central library. The brothers Kondabolu, Hari and Ashok, reluctantly team up to bring you a comedy podcast about anything. Hari, a comedian, and Ashok, an artist and hip-hop head, travel from city to city bringing a live podcast of hilarious insights into culture, politics, and life in America. As the sons of an Indian immigrant family, the brothers analyze their experiences growing up in America and dissect how their upbringing influences their views of the world today. In their aptly named podcast, Kondabolu Brothers, the pair finds a unique and amusing perspective on living in the U.S. Here's a sample from the season finale of the first season of Kondabolu Brothers, the podcast. In this Mother's Day theme episode, the brothers welcome to the show the woman that brought them into the world, their mom, Uma Kondabolu. They discuss past altercations between mother and sons, things they learned, and the immigrant experience in America. In this clip, the family talks about criticism, which the brothers experienced their fair share of as younger kids.
Not really. Inside you feel it. You know, you don't criticize something unless you believe it. It can be better. Suppose I say what's wrong and what's right to you guys, right? Mm. And sometimes I dislike what you do. And then I express my dislike or I'm not happy or whatever. I criticize you because I know you have the capacity to fix it and get better. Mm. And it's same thing with country. Suppose we criticize this anti-immigration, right? I'm just saying examples.
Political issue.
And you make a big, like, criticism or whatever, protests and voicing out opinion loudly. All this because America has the potential to change, make it right. So that's what is patriotism.
We hear you, Mom, but what about the idea that America is just another colonial project of the Europeans? It's a construct, Mother. It's a social construct. Borders are constructs. None of this
Nation
is real.
Nation states are nonsense, and this is just an expansion of Western European imperialism.
I'm a 65-year-old woman.
There's a lot of research into brain plasticity, Ma. The neurons, they still are capable of growing. Don't give up.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
They didn't think that that brain was capable of regenerating itself past the 30s. Because you were saying that, you know, I'm a 65-year-old person and
no,
this is the way that I feel.
That doesn't mean my brain is not working. I can see things more objectively.
Clearly.
Hari has left the stage and has now brought out a fourth bouquet of flowers.
Thank you.
For those of you at home, there's been a running gag of bringing out multiple bouquets. So
yes.
Imagine that.
Very tacky.
The Kondabolu Brothers with Hari and Ashok. Check out season one of The Kondabolu Brothers, available right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. This week's local feature delves a little deeper than usual into the wide world of sports. The Fans Of podcast is a show all about the sport of roller derby and the many new friends and adventures it leads to. Hosts Thad Scott and Brandon Barb are roller derby insiders working for our city's very own Cincinnati Roller Girls. They welcome big names from both the Cincinnati scene and the national roller derby scene for fun discussions on new developments in the sport, crazy stories, and the characters that populate the world of roller derby. Fans of is a great way to learn more about a lesser-known sport of excitement and rivalry. In this sample from the first episode of the Fans of podcast, recorded live from a Cincinnati Roller Girls Sunday practice, Thad and Brandon introduce themselves and the show and discuss their roles in the Cincinnati Roller Girls organization and what it's like to be married to a roller girl. Oh, and note that this clip is taken from an episode that was recorded in mono instead of stereo, but those kinds of kinks have since been worked out.
All right, we're back. So we were, Brandon, we were talking a little earlier about how you got here. You are married to a roller girl, mm-hmm. formerly Carly Hustle,
yep.
As we discussed changing her name, possibly in the near future for the fall and possibly spring season. So tell us about that a little bit.
Where do you want me to start?
I just wherever. I mean, you're married to a roller girl. I mean, what's that like? I mean, how does that dynamic work?
I think the best way I can put it is if you are dating a roller girl or married to somebody who wants to get into derby, get involved because it's better to be involved and on the inside than on the outside trying to talk about what's going on with the team and all that. Because that's what I did. At first, I was just showing up for the games, watching her skate, and then leaving. And then a couple years ago, I just said, hey, I've got a journalism background. What can I do to help out? And then I started taking pictures and social media and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And then I eventually became what I am now. Doer of all things.
Yes.
So yeah, I think that's kind of the best way to start is say like to just get involved so that way you can easily talk to them about stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So that way you're not on the outside looking in. So
yeah, and I think that's definitely probably the best way to do it. I think that I might be one of the only people involved in the league who does not have their significant other also involved in the league. But you know, in my relationship, it works. You know, it's one of those things. But I think for most people, you know, especially if you're on the side of you know your wife or girlfriend, whatever, is a skater, you know, she's gone two or three nights a week.
Yeah, you know, yeah, and games, that helps so. Too. Yeah, that helps too with being involved. Like you're there with them. You're actually spending time with them because on game days, Carly and I drive there. We're there 12:30, 1 o'clock until we leave at like 10:30, 11 o'clock.
So it's a long day.
It is a long day. So instead of not being around them, you're actually there with them.
Mm-hmm.
That way, that from what I've experienced with Carly, it kind of helps them stay calm on game days and not freak out too much and everything.
Hold on 1 second.
We have a request to take music down right now.
Yeah, so we're also doubling as DJs here today. So, you know, when you're like, hey, can I record my podcast at your skating facility? They're like, well, you got a DJ too. I'm like, all right, fine. Now, bro, that's totally cool. I can imagine that, especially with spending time, you know, because I mean, that's entire Saturday that you're away from someone.
And then the practice nights and the events and everything like that. Like, I've gone to a number of events. Not only to support her, but it's just a good time because when you get involved, you make some of the best friends you'll ever meet, really.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I would say probably 90% of the people that I talk to and hang out with are involved in the derby team. And I think when you go to tournaments and things like that across the country or even you know, games, you know, the people that you see there, you know, you're friends on Facebook, you talk on Twitter. Mm-hmm. You know, you get close because you have that kind of common bond of roller derby. And it is, I think like most things like this, it's a very close-knit community.
A snippet from the podcast, Fans Of, a great local roller derby podcast for fans and newbies alike. You can listen to all the episodes of Fans Of right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. To the charts we go, a look at what's hot among the 550,000 plus podcasts available from Apple Podcasts and as rated by iTunesCharts.net. Knocking Malcolm Gladwell out of his well-deserved number one position this week is a new podcast, RFK Tapes, from the creators of Crimetown. It's a new series covering the infamous day in the Ambassador Hotel's kitchen when Robert Kennedy was shot by Sirhan Sirhan. It's the tapes that captured it and the conspiracy theories that inevitably followed. Episodes include interviews with the people who were there, as well as original audio from the tapes that were locked away by the LAPD for 20 years. That's the RFK Tapes, now number one on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.